Just it's game week's finally here, and I wanted to get your thoughts as you know, you're a week out from that opener, and after all the uncertainty and everything you guys dealt with, how nice is it to have a game in 7 days set up?
Oh, we're excited. It's it feels good. Doesn't feel real, but we're super excited and ready to go.
Kyrus, when you look at this triple option and everybody knows what they want to do and it's all about going and stopping them, what do you see in terms of how you can disrupt what their offense wants to do?
We just need to be disciplined. They're a very disciplined team, a very good run team, and it's going to be on us as a defense, especially with the D-line, to be stout, working on our assignments and not giving a big plays.
Hey, Mitch,
do you want to take a question? Yeah, Kyrus, where do you feel more confident maybe that the defense is going to have more success stopping the run this year? What do you feel has transpired in camp to lend more success this year stopping the run?
That's something that we focused on, especially when we found out that we were playing Navy. It was just a super big emphasis with Coach Kalani and Coach Duyaki of how to learn to stop the run and being able to be stout up front. Linebackers learning how to read their keys and being disciplined in all phases.
Okay, Jake Patch.
Kyrus, I wanted to ask, have you ever faced a team that runs the option and faced all those cut blocks you're probably going to see?
No, I haven't. So, but we've been practicing super hard, and we've been getting cut by our scout team. So, it's gonna come a lot faster when we play against Navy. But we've been practicing high tempo ball and being able to do what we have to do against Navy.
Wanted to ask you also, how was your preparation for this season differed as compared to other off seasons? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's been it's been different just because of what's been happening, trying to get used to the new norm and getting adjusted. But I felt like as a team we've been doing pretty well. Our strength staff has been on us since our break and has been sending out workouts, and then we've been in with we've been very fortunate just to be able to continue to practice and not get our season canceled and not miss a beat.
Okay, we'll take questions from Jared, and Mitch.
Kyrus, this is your fourth, heading into your fourth opener. Where do you put the readiness level of this team compared to the previous three that you've been on heading into the opener a week after?
I think this is probably the most ready I've been on with the team just because I feel like we've been at it like with practice and workouts. We've just been at it for a long time compared to other schools. But we're super excited, confident in our play, continue to go, take it day by day, and we're excited.
Hey, Jared.
Kyrus, Coach Tuiaki in the show just a little while ago said that when you and Bracken and Keenan Peely and Peyton Wilgar aren't on the field, it really shows. And he complimented what you guys had done. What's it like to have the defensive coordinator compliment your efforts, call you guys the MVPs of fall camp? What does that mean to you?
I think it's good. We don't hear it often. Oh, we didn't hear it at all. So that's the first. I think that's the way it should be. We definitely go into practice not knowing who's like the MVP or anything. We just get our job done and work hard. If there's any mistakes we make, we come back the next day and fix them. So, but it's been good.
Talk about the value of those other three guys just playing, you know, with Bracken and then with Keenan and Peyton behind you.
Yeah, Bracken is he takes a load off for me. It's definitely it's been a huge difference every time I'm in with Bracken. It's just he's just super sound and physical, and It's hard to block 2D tackles who do the same thing. So it's been super fun being with Bracken and being able to play by his side, and with Peyton and Keenan, they're just fun linebackers to be on the field with. They fly around to the ball. They communicate very well, and you don't have to worry about them missing their assignments.
Kyrus, team goals obviously probably going to be at the forefront, but I mean, you made the decision to turn down the NFL and come back this year. What are you looking to accomplish on a personal level to show to people that what you can be as a defensive lineman this season?
Yeah, just being able to stay on the field longer. We've been working on that for a long time, I feel like, but it's been paying off this past couple of weeks, just being able to do my best in every rep and wreak havoc up front and be disruptive.
Okay, we'll take a question from Sean Walker, and then we'll have Zach get on.
Yeah. So I apologize in advance, but today is the first day of school for you guys, and because of just kind of the protocols and all of that, Kalani was talking about how it'll just look different even after football. Have you started to see kind of some differences just with school in general and kind of students coming back to campus and that kind of thing, even grounded with?
Yeah, so it's been all online for me, so I haven't actually seen any students, so but I guess like it's I think it's been good. It's been I love online classes. I don't know how to wake up and super early and go to a class, so I can just do it from my own house. But other from being different, that's probably like the biggest difference I see, and everyone wearing masks now. So